Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey friends, and thanks so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you all and for always coming back. So thank you. Today is just a quick coaching moment. It's just coming up a little bit in one of my groups, so I wanted to have a conversation about it. So, you know, in the world of coaching and my accountability coaching and really life for that matter, you get out of it what you are willing to put in. So how much you are ready to open up, what you are willing to ask for, what you are willing to push for, to produce, pursue, you are literally the only one holding you back. You are the only one holding you back from whatever you are dreaming of. We all sit in such a state so often of the imposter syndrome or fear of judgment. Same. But I challenge you to rethink that and think of imposter syndrome more as you're just new. You're new at something, and we're all new at something at one point or another. And I know I've said this before, but the only way to get through that feeling is to do. And so put the fear of imposter, the fear of judgment aside, and actually get comfortably uncomfortable and show yourself what it feels like at the other side when you hold yourself accountable and when you take that action. It is taking action and stepping into action that you will achieve your goals. This is the only way that that will happen. As you are accountable, you are consistent. And consistency is where you take the action and then achieve those goals. You see? So consistency, accountability, consistency. Sometimes we need someone, oftentimes in certain areas of our life, I would say most people in areas of our life need someone at some point for something different that will hold us accountable, that will ask us the hard things, that will challenge us to level up, that will put action items into our weeks, into our days to make sure that we are pursuing, which then forms consistency, which then forms the action, which then achieves our goals. So the other part of this is to make sure you're never going to achieve a huge goal by just going out all in like one big lump sum for it. We need to actually, obviously, be able to walk through those goals and break them down into smaller goals along the way, tangible action steps. And so make sure that along the way, there are some tangible small wins that you can feel so that you understand what you are doing to build that overall dream. It's all a process. Another point that I wanted to mention also was that you wanting more and you wanting to reach for new goals does not mean that you are unhappy with your life in the current moment. It does not mean this at all. It does not have to mean this at all. It just means that you want to continue to grow. You want to continue to open your mind and your eyes, your heart to new opportunities, new perspectives, and new life that you won't know or didn't know unless you continue to step forward. And again, this goes back to your comfort zones and leaning into breaking that comfort zone and getting to the next level. So getting comfortably uncomfortable, as I keep saying also. I've found lately that I've been sitting a little bit more, I wouldn't say stagnant at all because life has been very full and abundant, but I have definitely not been pushing myself in certain areas that I'm used to, but I've been actually pushing myself on different goals in the business side of things. And so I have been craving, however, pushing my comfort zones in the physical world because that's in my life generally where
I do. I push myself physically, Ironmans, triathlons, running, things like that. And so I've been craving that a little bit more. And the reason for that is because when I do that, I see how capable my mind and body is in doing hard things. Pushing and challenging yourself on a physical endurance task is, I strongly believe that everyone should do this at one point. I'm not saying go out there and do an Ironman, unless that's your thing. I'm saying, like, do you even run a 5K? Do you run a 10K? Have you run a marathon, half marathon, whatever that is? Have you ridden a bike for this amount? You know, things like that. Do something that you've always maybe had a bit of a inkling towards, and see how your mind and body feels at the end of it. To actually go deep and have to will your way through something when you know that you can quit is a really challenging mental feat. And that's why they say a lot for endurance sports, a lot of people say that it's actually the mental side that's harder than the physical. I actually, when I did my Ironman, I have only done one Ironman to this day. I've done 8 half Ironmans, I believe I'm at. But I love that distance. It's still a mental push, and I can push myself to achieve and do better. But in terms of the full Ironman, I still remember saying when I finished that accomplishment that that was harder than childbirth. It was so painful, but obviously in completely different ways. It was painful because it is something that I am putting my body through, and mentally, I could stop at any time I wanted. And so going in deep within yourself to push through, to see where your mindset's at, and to see how capable you are of doing something that you know you could just stop doing at any time, you learn something there, I promise you. So, thanks for listening in today. Again, you get out of this life what you're willing to put into it. And I would love to be here to help level you up, to hold you accountable, to build consistency, and to get after your goals. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of 3, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.